This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Hello, I'm Natalie Pinsham. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for August 13th, 2010. Endoscopic transventricular third ventriculostomy through the lamina terminalis is a technical note written by Joachim Ertel and colleagues. Endoscopic third ventriculostomy has become a well-accepted option for obstructive hydrocephalus. However, the standard endoscopic ventriculostomy at the floor of the third ventricle might not be feasible under certain conditions. In such a situation, endoscopic ventriculostomy through the lamina terminalis via a transventricular route might represent a valuable alternative. In this study, the authors reported on their experience with such a surgical approach in 4 cadaveric human heads and 4 clinical cases. Opening of the lamina terminalis via a transventricular approach was achieved without injury to either the optic chiasm or the anterior cerebral arteries in all cadaveric specimens and in all clinical cases. Intraoperatively, the optic chiasm and the anterior cerebral arteries were identified, as was the lamina terminalis subsequently. After the opening, the stoma was inspected with a 0-degree and 30-degree rod lens endoscope. No complications occurred, although all patients suffered from a clinically silent fornical contusion at the foramen of Monroe. Overall, the endoscopic opening of the lamina terminalis via a transventricular transforaminal route appears to be feasible. Although no conclusions on the clinical success rate can be drawn, the reliable anatomical opening and known success rate from anterior subfrontal approaches suggest that the technique represents a viable alternative to a standard endoscopic third ventriculostomy in a small subgroup of patients when a standard endoscopic third ventriculostomy cannot be performed. Thank you for listening. Sign up in iTunes to get all our weekly podcasts delivered straight to you. To read all the articles published by the JNSPG this week, or to visit our podcast archive, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.